broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome back here to the shores of the El Pacifico. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we're here each and every night, Monday through Friday, till 10 o'clock, or till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast for the News Talk and Entertainment Show. Bud?
He knows what it's talking about.
That knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot do it. All right. One more hour tonight with the issues of the day, and we're going to just veer a little bit off of politics tonight in this hour and talk about something that I think is extremely important, and that is the domestic relationship at home of man and woman. With us is Dr. Jim Sadler to talk about that and to give some pointers on the here we are in the 21st century, and we are learning more and more and more about domestic violence and learning more about how to prevent these things. We're going to talk with Dr. Jim Sadler from San Diego in just a moment. It's my understanding he's at a youth arcade or something.
No, he's at an arcade. Just does some writing and talking on the phone there.
Whereabouts?
Ocean Beach.
All right, so we'll have Dr. Sadler on from Ocean Beach in just a moment. Hey, the Phil Hendry Show website has, in its new store, our shop, the new Phil Hendry ball cap. That's right, with our show insignia, our logo. It is in the colors of blue, black, yellow, and white. The show logo is in the Phil Hendry Show colors, and of course, on a royal blue baseball cap. So it's in our store. Pick it up along with the official Phil Hendry Show T-shirt. Get the mug, get the shot glass, get some of our CDs, and you are on your way to being equipped. And the good news is forthcoming, official Ted's of Beverly Hills merchandise. We're going to have a Ted's of Beverly Hills. I think we've got a hoodie, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's going to have the Ted's of Beverly Hills logo as well as the Ted's of Beverly Hills slogan. We want to put our meat in your mouth, available in our shop there at philhendryshow.com. So a lot of good things ahead, especially for the holiday season, as I guess we have to start talking about the holiday season. You know, Christmas is approaching, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, what's that about? I don't understand it being Christmas already.
Because the summer's over and Christmas, I mean, that's how it happens. You're saying time flies?
Yeah.
It sure does. All right, 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Jim Sadler joining us from... You're in an arcade down in Ocean Beach, Dr. Sadler?
Say again, Phil?
Are you at an arcade down in Ocean Beach?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm doing some writing, and a lot of the work that I do pertains to behavioral science with children. So this is the tail end of the summer for some of the kids who are not yet back in school.
All right, so are you down there just hanging with the kids, huh?
Yeah, in a manner of speaking, there's always Julius across the street, I find it to be a great way to complete a lot of the writing that I have to do for the next day.
I wanted to talk with you tonight. You were discussing the issue of domestic violence, and I'd read something, I think, in the New York Times. About, you know, that there is just never any reason ever to strike a woman. And they put, there was a list of like five or six scenarios that sometimes are entered into, or reasons, I should say.
They're called rationale.
Rationale, yeah.
That a lot of men will give, yeah. Well, it was interesting to me that tonight you were talking about the political debate, and I was reading that article, and I saw these rationale, and I, like so many others, you know, I just shake my head. There's no reason in the world, there's no legitimate reason in the world to strike a woman, whether it be a woman or a child, if you're a man. There is just no excuse.
A scenario?
Well, I really don't like to do that because there just is no reason.
All right, well, what if she is, you know, holding you at bay with a weapon?
There is no reason for a man to strike a woman. You can't get that weapon away. She's a woman. She's weaker than you. She is smaller than you on average. And you can certainly disarm any woman who's holding a weapon. And
are you absolutely sure about that?
Phil, you invited me on your program to give you my expertise. I don't know that you would want me to say anything else. Yes, I'm sure of that.
All right, so, okay, so there's just no...
There is no... Even if a woman were to hold you at bay with a knife, if you, as you put it, Phil, if your life was in danger, if a woman, for whatever reason, just you and a woman, is that what you're saying?
Yes, yeah.
All right, no, there's no reason to hit her. There's no reason to strike her. Ultimately, you are stronger than a woman. Ultimately, you can overcome whatever odds are against you when it comes to women, if you, just use your brains. You don't have to strike them.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. The reason why I asked you that is because you know that men have been struck by women.
Yes.
And you have there is the domestic violence issue going the other way, that men, if a woman strikes a man, and I've even witnessed that with my own eyes.
Where did you see that?
Where did I see a woman striking a man?
Yes.
I actually saw it on an episode of Cops, believe it or not. Where the police had been called, and there was a woman standing there, even with the cops there. Every time the man tried to say something to the cops, she slapped him in the face. She kept slapping him in the face.
Well, you're talking about an episode of Cops. That's done for entertainment purposes.
No, but it's reality TV. They're not making it up.
Well, a lot of these reality shows now are not, Phil, done. You even said yourself that these reality shows are not really reality.
Cops is different, though, I think.
What makes it different?
Because these are real situations. These cops don't have any time to sit there and make stuff up. I think it's a very, very real situation.
All right, and so you see a woman slap a man, but even still, the man should never, ever strike the woman back, because that's an even more intense situation. If a woman is slapping you in the face, it's going to make you angry, correct?
It's going to make some guys angry. Some guys may become very frightened.
Well, I don't know. Okay, it's very strange to hear a man get frightened if he's hit by a woman. What would happen to me is I would get very angry. I can tell you that, I'm 53 years old. I'm married to a woman who is a good deal younger than me, but I do keep myself in shape because of that, and I do a lot of weightlifting. I keep a lot of weights and weight equipment around, so I'm constantly lifting weights, and I do have a very developed body as a result of that. If my wife Tammy were to hit me, my instinct would be to slap her back. And it would not be good for her because of the power that I have. So,
well, I mean, okay, and that's a very dangerous thing.
But she's not going to hit me. This idea that men are victims of domestic violence, I just have to chuckle at it.
Well, I think, and you're the doctor, and I'm sorry to have to argue with it.
Well, I've noticed that you're countering me a lot, Phil, and it's disappointing because I know what I'm talking about.
No, you're absolutely right, and I apologize, but I men have been abused domestically. Don't you agree?
I think in some instances men have been struck. There's no question. I'm talking about how men react. You should never, ever,
okay,
never, ever hit a woman, ever. And I have written about that. I found the New York Times article to be a very good article. I don't think it was totally complete. Never, ever, and if I can just put this to rest, once and for all, no matter what a woman has done to you as a man, again, Phil, you don't have to strike her. She could have a gun on you. She could have a knife on you. You can take the gun or the knife away without hitting her. Believe me, I know. As I said to you, I do a lot of weightlifting. I've never had, thank God, I've never had to take a knife away from my wife. But
well, if you say that you know, give us.
I can well imagine. Well, I'm saying I know because I have. As I've mentioned, I do a lot of weightlifting. I have a developed body. So if a woman were to pull a knife on me, it's not going to be too good for her. I don't know how else I can describe that.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler with us from San Diego in the middle of a... I can hear the kids playing at the arcade. So you're there.
I'm here. I like to be around the kids. They give me ideas for notes that I take and, what I'm going to do in my sessions the next day.
And our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Talking to Dr. Jim Sadler, there is never any reason ever to strike a woman if you're a man.
That is exactly what we have said in our seminars. That's exactly what I tell my men in counseling. That is exactly what we have told, and that's what I told the New York Times when they called to interview me. I said, you never, ever, ever, ever strike a woman. The only time and
well, you're saying you never, ever strike a woman.
You never strike a woman. There is one time where you may. And it is an understandable thing. It's nothing that I endorse. But if she begins to offer opinions, and this is why I thought that this was very good for tonight. If she starts to offer political opinions, and why do I say that...
Are you saying that that's okay to strike her then?
Let me explain. You never strike a woman, is what I'm saying, Phil. That's the bottom line here.
Okay.
If you are going to strike a woman, the only time it would be understandable, right, is if she starts to talk, if she starts to give you a whole line if she starts to argue with you about politics, because a woman is going to express an opinion.
Well, I want to be clear here, okay?
Listen, let me finish here. A woman's going to express an opinion about politics, and what that is going to do is make you want to argue with her. The minute she starts to argue with you about politics, that's the danger area, because that's when you're probably going to want to strike her, and we do get into that area of it being understandable.
All right, you have said here, and we got to take a break, on our number 877-876-PHIL, you've said you never, ever, ever strike a woman.
That is correct. You know, well, you know.
But you're giving a reason.
I'm saying, no, you never strike a woman unless, and it's a very rare instance, she starts to argue with you.
About politics?
About your politics, yeah, because that's going to happen.
All right, hold the line here. Dr. Jim Sadler with us in Ocean Beach, California tonight to talk about domestic violence, and he was interviewed by the New York Times. There's never, ever, ever a time that you strike a woman, ever. Now, he's just qualified that slightly, saying you don't strike a woman unless she is arguing with you about politics. And we're going to get back into that with him. 877-876-PHIL is the number. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I think so.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have Dr. Jim Sadler in Ocean Beach, California. That's to say that there actually is a time when it's acceptable to strike a woman after you say that there is no time.
Phil, there is no, let me explain, there's no time when it's ever acceptable to strike a woman. What I'm saying is, I think it's understandable when a woman starts to argue with you about politics. Let me explain that.
To say that it's understandable, though, you know.
Let me explain, all right, so that we, you know, I don't really want to get too far afield of the science here and of the psychology here. It's very important. When a man who has been, again, Phil, as men, we are fitted with the, like a beast of burden in a lot of ways, we're fitted with a bit. It's a psychological bit. It's a psychological a series of reins and controls in much the same way that horses, like on a stagecoach. Only these are psychological. And when we are reined together as men, and expected to hold on for a minute. I got to move. Moving outside, it's a little noisy in there. When we have, as men are expected to carry this burden, then we are also expected to intellectually excel. And so we do that as well. But there's only so much pressure that we're going to be able to take. The arguing and the debate of other men, the challenges, and...
Are you speaking in a kind of... It sounds almost 1960s.
Well, you know, in a lot of ways, Phil, these arguments, these struggles are never over. Yeah, we started this struggle, especially for men. We started in the 90s, or in the 80s, when we tried to empower men and give men the idea that, you know, a lot, they have been, men have been expected unreasonably to do things. So now comes your wife or girlfriend or just a woman, and she wants to argue politics. And that's when I've seen men say they want to really, because that's the future of the country. And that is that's an area that men have always had sacrosanct.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Jim Sandler, but understandable to ball up your fist. You wrote in a note here that it's an email you sent me.
Well, I that was not something for you to share.
Oh, I'm doctor, I'm sorry, okay?
Well, it's all right, but I wanted to be able to explain that first.
All right, the note that I got here was, it is an instinct to ball up your fist and want to strike a woman, which sounds just absolutely, you know, untenable, if she is arguing with you about politics.
Right, and that's the instinct. There's very few areas that men have left to them in this world. There really are very few. I mean, every place. The workplace is invaded by women. Women are there in sporting events. Women are there when we're talking to our children. Women are there even when we're golfing. And every place that a man thought was his own, women are there. Now, here comes politics, and you say, well, I'm going to vote for, say, Mitt Romney, like the gentleman you had on last hour.
Uh-huh.
And she says, well, you know, I don't like Mitt Romney. I like Rick Perry, and here's why. And you feel, the thought comes over you, my God, I can't even express a political point of view, and she's in my face on that one. You know?
Well, do you call it being in someone's face when they simply say, I like Rick Perry?
I told you, it's an area where men... If I'm sitting with my wife, Tammy, and I say, I like Mitt Romney, and she says, well, I like Rick Perry, I didn't ask her opinion. You understand? I didn't ask her. I said, boy, I really like Mitt Romney. And she says to me, yeah, I like Rick Perry. My instinct is to turn and say, who's talking to you?
And do you recommend that?
I think it's a much better thing to do than to get up, as a lot of men would, and just backhand it. You don't want to do that.
And yet you're saying that is understandable. So the two choices that a man has, if a woman expresses a political view, is to turn on her and say, who's talking to you?
Or you can get up and backhand her. But I don't think that is as understandable as that is in the psychological paradigm. You have to understand, Phil, in the psychological paradigm, it's understandable. But it is not preferable.
So it's understandable if a guy backhands his wife across the face when she says, well, I like this other guy. Okay, it's not good, but it's understandable. Now, it's preferable to just...
It would be preferable to look at her and say, as I've said to my wife many times, I could get Tammy in here, I don't know if she's awake, but I could get her in and say, Dr. Sadler's done that many times, said, I like Mitt Romney. Well, I really like Rip Romney. Is that Rip Romney?
Mitt Romney.
Who's Rip?
There's no Rip.
Oh, it's Rick Perry. And she would say, well, I like Rick Perry. And I would say, who asked you? You know?
And that doesn't cause an argument.
It doesn't cause an argument because it's either that or I get up and I walk over very slowly and deliberately. And backhand it, and I don't want to do that.
What is a man to take away from this conversation if he's hearing you say it's understandable to strike a woman?
It is not too. I would say, first off, it's you cannot strike her. You cannot strike her. It's better to turn around and say, "Who asked you?" And some men don't find that satisfying. some men need something more, or else they're going to get up, and they're already taking their ring off. And
good God, hold on, 877-876-PHIL is our number as we talk to Dr. Jim Sadler here about domestic violence. It's not a good thing, but it's understandable if she argues with you about politics. You either get up and backhand her, or you tell her who asked you. We'll be back, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Who asked you?
United States of America.
Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back. You're the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We also are live on Phil TV and HD here from our studios in the El Pacifico, right on the westernmost edge of this great country of ours. And with me is Dr. Jim Sadler in Ocean Beach, San Diego. We're talking about one of the most horrific things I think there is in life, Dr. Sadler, and that is domestic violence. When two people who have loved each other, suddenly the whole, the fabric of the home life becomes a violent one.
Well, Phil, I have been working my entire career to stop this from happening.
Yes, sir, and I believe you, but you're saying you can understand a guy wanting to backhand a woman if she's arguing with him about politics.
I'm saying that we're trying to keep it from happening. If a woman disagrees with me, you were married. I mean, if you're saying, well, I think I'm going to vote for George Bush or whoever, you may say that I want to vote for Gore. And they say, well, I'm voting for Bush. The instinct of every man is to sort of swing around in his chair and say, who asked you? You know,
well, what if I'm talking about it with my wife?
Well, if you're talking about it with your wife, then you're letting yourself in for more heartache. Then you can, you know what you're going to get for your trouble? Heartache. Nothing but heartache. And that's what we're trying to keep from happening, you know. That's the essential point here.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, talking with Dr. Jim Sadler. Let's go to Rick. Hi, Rick. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Sadler.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the comment, you know, the guy was making a comment about it's understandable to strike a woman. That's ridiculous.
This is Dr. Sadler, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous comment to start with. If you can't get along with somebody, stay away.
No, I didn't say it's okay. I didn't say it's okay. I think you misunderstood me. I said when she argues with you about politics, it's understandable for you to get up and start taking your rings off.
Can I ask a question here?
No, Phil, I'm talking to the gentleman. You understand what I'm saying, Rick? You understand what I'm saying, Rick?
I don't understand a bit of it. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. It's not understandable. People get that way. People think it's because they disagree with somebody, take it out, If there's disagreement, you walk away, you cool down, you talk about it.
Right.
And if it can't be settled, you get away completely. It's not understandable for a man to strike a woman under no circumstance.
Well, no, but I'm saying, do you? I don't know, Rick. I don't know how you run your home, but do you actually?
I'm in the middle of
your wife,
divorce right now.
You let your wife argue with you about politics?
Wait a minute. I want to hear what this is. You're in the middle of a divorce, Rick, huh?
I'm in the middle of a nasty divorce right now.
Yes, sir.
We have a trucking company. The trucks are locked down. I can't touch stuff, and I had to go buy another
truck
to get started again.
You're kidding. God.
Living with another man, and, there's lots of stuff going on here. It's not understandable for a man to hit a woman under no circumstance.
This is a lot. Your patience and your whole life is on hold. And even with all of what this gentleman says he's contending with, Dr. Sadler, he's still...
Well, you're a better man than a lot of the men that I counsel, Rick. I'll tell you that right now. You are you're a better man than 90%. But you're not talking about really what we're talking about. You're talking about she's taking your truck, she's got your business, she's sort of holding your business hostage, she's sleeping with another man, things that, yes, irritate you. But, boy, I'll tell you, when she says, "Oh well, I don't like Romney, I like Perry," that, you know, you want to. That's when you say, "Okay, you know, I've had it."
That's freedom. That's what we call freedom. You know, if you don't.
Well, I don't get. I don't get what you're saying. I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, you don't understand what he's saying. You're saying that it's under all of the stuff that this man's going through. Don't touch her. But the minute she says she wants to vote for somebody you don't want to vote for,
that's when, yeah, that's when the that's when your rings come off.
No, that's her business. You know, your business towards her. You know, that's why we call this a free country. Anybody can vote for who they want to vote for, or however they want to do it.
You're absolutely right. There's nothing you've said that is wrong. There's nothing, but in my work as a psychologist, and again, you have to understand that I deal in human behavior, that if you were to, at least, have you ever looked at her and said, you know, why don't you butt out? I wasn't even talking to you. You've never even said that.
No, that's in a situation where it's your wife. I mean, it is.
Yeah. It's her. She votes too. She has a right to vote too. You know.
Well, I know she has a right to vote, Phil. I understand that. But you're saying all this stuff. This guy's got his trucks in lockdown. He's got all this stuff, everything. And then she says, "Oh, and by the way, I want to vote for this." And you don't even want to turn around and say, "Did you? You know, I thought I heard someone either fart or belch. Was that you? You know, don't you want to say something?"
Oh, come on, man.
That's when you either agree or you don't agree, and you know if you don't
exactly.
agree, you say, "Well, hey, that's your choice, but I don't see it
exactly."
That way.
Yeah, thank you very much, Rick, for your call. Our number 877-876 Phil.
Well, I think that the two of you gentlemen may be laughing, and that is your prerogative, Phil. I don't think it's intelligent to laugh at a man what has my education, which I, you know. And,
well, I'm not, you know, sir. I respect your education.
And for you to laugh and go ha ha ha. When I say, you know, my wife, if she were taking my business from me, I'm not saying anything, but if she's taking my business and then she says, "Oh, and by the way, guess what? I'm voting Democrat next year." You want to say to her, was that, it sounded like either a hippo bellowing or it might have been you, honey. Was that you? You don't want to do that.
Well, what are you talking about? Insulting her or...
I'm telling her to shut up. That's what I'm saying without saying it. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You're telling me it's entirely... And everything you're saying here, Dr. Sadler, and again...
I'm a psychologist that has written three books. You know I wrote three books, right?
Yes, sir. I'm aware of that.
All right.
So, but I'm saying you are basically giving men a blueprint for how to deal in an insulting... but not a violent way, with a woman who is pissing you off. And and it sounds destructive.
Phil, destructive is picking her up and throwing her under the wheels of a passing truck. That's destructive.
Oh, my God.
No, but to deal is to say, who asked you? That's dealing with it.
All right, let's go to another phone call here, 877-876-PHIL. We have Brian in Macon. Go ahead, Brian, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil. Yeah,
yes, sir.
I just want to... this is sheer ludicrous. I mean, I don't understand where his own psychology is in this. It's sheer ludicrous to even think of the fact that it's okay or that it's instinct for a man to strike a woman. He talked earlier about the loss of instincts in men nowadays. How about the loss
right.
of civil dispute between a man and his wife? You know, I mean,
well, I think you're right. There needs to be a civil way of, but they're also,
But what you're claiming is not civil. You're claiming that a man should degrade his wife in order to have satisfaction in the fact that she has a different opinion of politics.
How did I say degrade?
Because you're telling him to swing around in his seat and
I mean,
I didn't say shut up. Well, what I said was you swing around in your seat and you say, who asked you? You know, what are you?
Well, that's like degrading her to the point.
You just said it was equivalent to saying shut up, right?
Well, let me say, I want to stop down for a moment and say something to both of you gentlemen, you, Brian, and you, Phil. This is from a psychologist's point of view. Both of you gentlemen are showing very, very typical signs of this kind of what I call balling up or turtling. They call it turtling in hockey. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, getting into a ball so the guy won't hit you.
Right. So you just, like, you get into this little ball. That's what you guys are doing. I'm trying to tell you how to deal. And
No, we're not. You're saying...
Hold on for a minute, Phil. Both of you guys are saying, oh, no, Dr. Sadler, I could never look at my wife and tell her to butt out when I'm having a political point of view.
Well, but why doesn't she get to express a political point of view?
Who said she can't? Who said she can't? No, I said she can't say it to you. When she says it to you, what do you want to give this woman, Brian? You, Phil, what do you guys want anyway? You see this last guy we talked to? Guess what he's losing? Everything he's got. Is that what you guys want?
Wait a minute, man. You're taking this into something.
That gentleman that I just talked to, you, Phil, and you, Brian, you want to wind up like him. With some woman that's got your business on hold.
That is totally out of order. Let me tell you what.
Only your phone is out of order, sir.
You're backing the fact that telling your wife to butt out in a civil union is okay because she has a difference in opinion. And just because you don't want to hear your wife's opinion, she is loyally committed to you for life. And to degrade your wife's opinion is totally and sheer ludicrous.
Right.
Because
all right, Brian, you can believe that as the moving van is taking the last of your equipment away.
Wow.
Yes, I am married, sir. Yes, I am. Yes, sir, I am.
I don't understand how, because if you were to belittle your wife's opinion, that is, it's like saying, honey, I don't care what we're buying for groceries this weekend.
Well, sir, I don't get your analogy. I'm simply saying to my wife, you have everything that any woman has ever wanted in the history of the world. You have it all. You've got a home. You've got everything, freedom. But when I express a political, don't you're arguing with me about politics? I mean, don't I have anything left? That's what I'm saying as a man. That's what I'm asking you, Brian, and you, Phil, to understand.
No.
Don't we have anything left? And when my wife expresses a political point of view to me, I look at her and I say, who the hell asked you?
God.
The freedom of speech is an amendment.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the Constitution now, sir. I'm talking about your marriage. Otherwise, you're going to be standing there looking through the Venetian blinds as the last of your equipment is loaded into the moving van.
No.
Well, whatever. Okay, well, I got to take a break here. Thank you very much, Brian, for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Dr. Jim Sadler on the line with us from San Diego in that arcade that he's at. As we talk about, we're talking here about the domestic situation and the fact that men and women should be kind to each other and should be respectful. But if she argues with you about politics, you know, she's crossed the line, and a lot of guys are going to want to get up and start taking their rings off. He's not encouraging that. What he's saying is turn around and tell her to shut up. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, as we continue here with Dr. Jim Sadler from San Diego, and we're talking about domestic violence, and we're talking about how men should never strike women, and I'm totally with you on that, but we've got this qualifier here, Dr. Sadler, that is disturbing a lot of my listeners, and that is the idea that if a woman argues politics with a man...
I want to tell you one thing.
And then we want to get to our calls.
I understand that, but I just want to say one thing. I grew up with a father that was a strong man. Now, did you ever see the movie Cape Fear?
I saw both of them.
Yes, I'm glad you said that, because I'm talking about the original Cape Fear with Robert Mitchum. He played the man that was eventually let out of jail, and he wants justice. He's thirsting for justice. My father was like Robert Mitchum in that movie.
And well, hold on for a minute.
Can I finish?
No, hold on. Robert Mitchum in that movie was the Robert De Niro character in the modern one.
But Mitchum was more like my father. He was, you know, somebody's got to pay. I spent time in prison.
That guy in that movie was a stalking, menacing criminal.
No, Phil, that was my, you know something, that's an insult to me. My father was a strong man.
And did your father spend time in jail?
I'm not going to get into that. The point that I'm trying to make is that my father was a strong, I try to be strong, and I don't believe in hitting women. Although, yes, Robert De Niro or Mitchum or whoever did strike women in that movie. And
yeah, De Niro did. That's for sure. He broke a woman's, the character broke a woman's arm in that movie.
I don't remember. What I'm trying to say is that I give her everything. And my wife, Tammy, is here. How you doing, honey? She's here right now, and she'll tell you I give her everything. But if she starts to argue politics with me, when do I stop being rode like a rodeo bull? When do I stop being taunted like I'm a bull in a bull ring in Spain? Like they're going to put another bandolera in me and another bandolera in me. And then they're going to take that sword. When does it stop? When does it end? When do they finally put me out of my misery, carve me up, and feed me to poor people? Because that's what bulls, you know about the bulls. And you ever been to a bullfight, Phil?
No, I haven't been to one, and I understand the analogy you're making. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Here is Bonnie in Flagstaff, Arizona. Go ahead, Bonnie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Good evening there, I guess.
Good evening.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was listening to your radio station here. I'm on the
yes,
road.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It seems to me like Dr. Sandler just has a total disrespect for women and their opinion. You know, as far as I'm concerned, he's kind of condoning, you know, there's more than one type of abuse, you know. There's physical and there's mental abuse. I have a sister that was shot 4 times, and before the shooting, you know, she ended up, you know, it was just all this mental abuse. And,
right. Did she argue with the guy about politics?
What? She got shot. She was shot.
Well, I was just wondering. All right. Was it her husband that did that?
It doesn't matter whether it's politics or if it's the weather or it's the grocery bill. You know, everybody has a right to opinions. And that doesn't give someone else a right to slap them or tell them to shut up or be ornery to them, you know. It's just a...
I would never, ever... I'm trying to say that when my wife argues politics with me, I feel as if... If you've ever been to... Well, Mr. Henry didn't want to answer. Have you ever been to a bullfight?
No, but I did raise cattle. I know all about that sort of thing.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Imagine one of those steer, Bonnie, is me, and you've got me tied up and sticking a branding iron on my up my you-know-what. That's how I feel.
Oh, come on, man. Are you trying to tell me that because your wife expresses a political opinion, you feel like a bull in a bull ring getting a sword between the shoulder blades?
Yes, I do, Phil, and I'm sorry that you can't have the compassion that's necessary in the modern society to, you know, to feel it.
And because she disagreed with you.
It sounds to me like he needs to go and see another shrink or something. You know, he's pretty well self-centered. And
I am a shrink. Ma'am, I am a psychiatrist. I don't know.
Well, that's
your phone.
I sure wouldn't go to you as soon as I find out what your attitude is.
Wait a minute. I'm the doctor. I send people to psychiatrists.
Doesn't give you the right to take and, you know, disrespect people and not allow them their opinion.
I don't want to disrespect people, but of all the areas of life that men have to contend with, can't we have one area where we don't have to hear ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba? You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, well,
ba-ba-ba-ba.
We've been hearing ba-ba-ba-ba for years and years and years, and finally, you know.
Are you talking about men?
We have as much talent and as much
absolutely no question
as a man. Now that doesn't
mean
we have to sit down there in the closet because somebody doesn't want to hear it.
See, you'll notice, Phil, I haven't said sit in the closet.
Yeah, but you're saying there's an area of expression that is not allowed women, and that is the political opinion.
I didn't say that at all. I said argue with me about it. There's a difference. Bonnie can have all the opinions she wants. My wife can have all the opinions they want. But I'm sitting and I'm talking about politics, and I expect her to sit. Excuse me for saying this, Bonnie, but I expect my wife to sit, shut up, and listen. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? So,
what makes you
she
so...
She can't say...
No,
what
no,
makes
no,
me so...
What makes you
Everywhere
so
in life, women get... You're driving a truck right now. Oh, my God. Isn't there no, one I, area?
No, I put it on and the side. Put it on the
well,
side.
Well, the point is, drive. You have the right to drive a truck. You get to do everything you want. And the minute I give an opinion about something, here it comes. Ya-da-da-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Ba-ba-ba. Here comes the mouth. And
you know, you are a head shrinker, right?
I don't like being called a head shrinker, but yes.
You, I think Bonnie was right the first time. You sound like you need a doctor. And
that is an insult.
Well, it sounds like it if you're saying that a woman can't express an opinion as ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, is the way you put it.
Well, that's what it is. It's noise. All I'm asking, you see, what's unfair here is now I look like I'm crazy. That's what's unfair. I had positioned this beautifully as the doctor who would come in with the opinion, and Bonnie and you would say, yeah, boy, you're great. And now the two of you have ganged up on me and have turned me into a steer tied up at the gates to Bonnie's ranch with a branding iron up my you-know-what. Thanks a lot, Bonnie.
Phil Hendry.
Yep, thanks a lot.